chapter 4. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ, as those entrusted with secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but it does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At this time, each will receive his praise from God. Now, brothers, I have applied these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, so that you may learn from us the meaning of the saying, do not go beyond what is written. Then you will not take pride in one man over against another. For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
You know, we have some pretty brave parents in our church. We got parents here that will pack their kids up in a vehicle and along with many belongings, and they will take a long journey, say 20, 25 hours or so, to Florida in the wintertime. I can't make it 2.5 hours. When my kids were growing up, we couldn't make it 2.5 hours to our campsite in the summertime without my kids saying, are we there yet? And so for these brave families who take their kids to this sunny destination in the wintertime, hats off to you guys. Because you got it going on. I give you kudos. Now, I think, because when my kids were growing up, the whole electronic device thing in the cars really wasn't a deal back then. I could plug in my cassette tape and then we could listen to some old country tunes, but not anymore. Everybody's got devices, so I'll give you that much, but hats off nonetheless. You know, we're on a journey. As Christians, we are on a journey. As people of God, we are on the path to holiness. We are on the path from making our lives all about us to all about God. And depending on where you are on this pathway, if you have said yes to Jesus, you are on this pathway. And if you, depending on where you are in a certain state about it being all about you or it being all about God. And I don't think we're ever quite really at that point, or we won't be up until the second coming of Jesus anyway, where we are all about God. Part of it will still remain with us. The churchy word for this on the path to holiness is called sanctification. That's the churchy word for this, but I'll continue to call it the path to holiness, the path where we are set apart by God to do God's good work here on earth. And we've witnessed some of that today. As we baptized William, he's just starting out on this pathway to holiness. And if I don't know, but I'm quite confident that William, it's all about William right now. It's all about what William wants. It's all about what William needs. He doesn't know any different. He doesn't know anything else but only what he desires. And Annalise and Dylan are running around like chickens with their heads cut off sometimes. I bet trying to tend to William's needs. We saw it today with Addison. Addison just graduated from Sunday school. And she too is on the pathway to holiness. She's just passed this milestone, and Rhonda did a wonderful job of talking about the importance of that. Indeed, it is an important job to understand that Addison is on this journey and that the whole Drost family is looking at how their lives are about to change now that one of theirs, their oldest, has now moved on to pass this milestone. And we could see how Addison has grown over the past number of years how God has been so gracious in her life. And pretty soon she's going to be, you know, graduating from grade school and graduating from high school. And let's not forget the license, right? Oh boy. You know, all these things need to happen in a young person's life. But we are on the path to holiness. And some of us here are a little bit closer to the end of that path than we are at the beginning. There are many more days behind us than there are ahead of us. And we see that all too often too. And maybe we look forward to that time. Or maybe we're still holding on to that time. No matter where we are on this pathway. And we all have something to give, and we all have something to learn. In the text today, the Apostle Paul is writing a letter to the Corinthian church. And there's a problem in the church in Corinth. And the problem is with this guy named Apollos. Now, Apollos is not necessarily a bad guy. But Apollos, you see, Paul started this church, and Apollos is coming in after Paul has already left and gone off on his missionary journey to start another church. And Apollos is now preaching the word, preaching Jesus Christ resurrected, Jesus Christ died and resurrected. And so Apollos isn't really doing anything wrong. And yet, people are wondering what to do about it. And they're saying, do we follow Paul or do we follow Apollos? Paul's the one who started the church after all. Paul's the one who got us going in the faith. Paul's the one who made Jesus Christ known to us originally. But Paul's also gone. Apollos, on the other hand, he's maybe a little bit newer and fresh. He's more resident. He's right here. He's with us. And so there are a certain number of people who are following Apollos, and there are a certain number of people who are following Paul, and this is causing a division in the church. And word gets out to Paul, and Paul responds in this letter now. And Paul's basic response, getting the Coles Notes version, for those of you who know Coles Notes versions, the Coles Notes version of this is, who cares? Paul says it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who is bringing the word as long as the word is being brought. Paul says it doesn't matter if it's me, doesn't matter if it's Apollos, doesn't matter if it's Peter, James, John, doesn't matter if it's Fred down the street. If you are getting the word into you, that's all that really matters. And your differences are not really worth their weight. Get over it, in other words. And Paul says the only way that you're really going to know what's what and if your teaching is true is through Scripture. Through Scripture. Where he says in verse 7, I believe, verse 6, go beyond what is written, then you will not be puffed up in being a follower of one of us over against the other. You're not going to be puffed up against following Apollos over Paul as long as you keep Scripture in the forefront. And this is a marked thing. This is a very important thing for our journey as we are walking the road to holiness. The church in Corinth needs to work through this problem as they walk through their walk on this road to holiness. And we too could learn something from this. Paul here is seeking out only what Christ wants, only what is godly, only what is God for God alone. And we need to understand that. As long as they preach Christ. You see, Paul doesn't value himself over Jesus at all. But he says, I have made this, do not go beyond what is written. I have applied these things to myself as well as Apollos for your benefit. So in other words, don't try to read something into Scripture. Don't try to put something that's not there, there. Change your attitude towards your own lives when you take a look at Scripture, because this is the Word of God. And that's a huge responsibility for us who are teachers. When I take a look at this passage, I go, whoa, okay. And many times as I prepare my message, I often read the Word. I read the Word about a lot. I'll just say that. This same passage over and over and over again. And as it speaks to me, sometimes the message changes. And for those of you who are close to me, sometimes it changes as early as Sunday morning because of what the passage is saying. Sometimes. But all the time we let the Word be the guide. And that's a tough thing for teachers. Now, you and I on the path to holiness are all teachers. We all have something to give, and we all have something to learn. We all are responsible for bringing up those who don't know as much as we do. And we all have something to take away from people who know more than we do. And so when we take a look back at William today, and we say, this young lad, as if you heard me over William's cry as we were walking up, I said, you've got a lot to learn, young man. And he does have a lot to learn. But in his learning, he will be on this pathway. And we all are on the pathway. And that makes it tough for us. It's a struggle for us. And so, because humanity, in our world these days, we are seeing a big slide, and we are taking a big bite out of the slide of morality. We are seeing our morals slip away from underneath us. And things aren't as cut and dried as they were a long time ago. And so when we take a look to say, we could see the rampant increase in drug and alcohol abuse as of late. We see the rampant increase in pornography use with the advent of the internet. We see the increase of lying. Lying. And the people who are supposed to know better are not. The people who are our leaders are not holding up to truthful values. Our news outlets blatantly lie to us sometimes. We are being fed opinions instead of facts. And we are left standing. We would rather take care of our pets and value them over our children. In fact, our society has taken a big hit on the moral side of things lately. And it's a struggle for us. And so we need to, what do we need to do? We need to get back into this, which is truth. Absolute truth. Truth is not moral. Not moral moral relativity. Truth is absolute. And it's in Christ's name that I can say to you today that the Bible is the truth. And that brings me down, because I wanted to mention Father's Day in this too, in this message. And so I want to talk to the men for a moment. You know, men, we are a troubled sort, you and us, you and me. We have been figuratively been pushed in a corner and beaten with a stick for a long time. In fact, we have been pushed into a corner and beaten with a stick for such a long time that we barely even want to speak out or raise our hand anymore. We just let life go by. And that's not what we are called to do. Men, we need to stand up. And we need to act like Christ did. And how did Christ act? We look at Jesus as this meek and mild person who went sheepishly off to the cross. But Jesus did do that, and he did do this on his own will. But Jesus is no meek and mild person. He's a radical. Jesus was a man who stood up to the authorities when no one else would. Jesus is a man who stood up for God, for using Scripture. Jesus is a man who took the character of his Father in heaven, a God of love, but a God who is also a God who holds people accountable. We need to be held accountable as men, as fathers, and women. We need you to help hold us accountable. I'm going to ask you and Leah to come up for a moment. Or they're not going to come up. They're going to walk around and they're going to hand out pens to our men. As I continue talking, you'll be able to do that. To every man of influence in our congregation, you're going to receive a pen. And this pen is a token for you to take home. And it says, "Men of faith lead by example." And we need men, we need to be men of faith on this Father's Day. Always looking to Scripture for our guidance. Always. And always praying to God. Leading our families, leading our communities, leading our church. Because we all on one day, at the end of our journey, we want to hear these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And I think it's time, high time, that we stood up and that we proclaimed Christ to the world. Men, you can lead in that. Women, you can help us lead in that. And let's do it together. In the name of Jesus, amen. Does anybody else need a pen? Did you two get one up there? No? Talk to Leah afterwards. She'll get you one. Awesome. Let's come to God in a time of prayer. Lord, as we have received the word yet again, as we've received the idea, Lord, that we are on a continuing path to holiness, and as we have received, Lord, this idea, Lord, as well, that we are in different places on this path and we can help others along as we continue to move along, help us to do so, Lord, with conviction, taking the word of God with us and helping us and helping others to come along, inviting them, Lord, to become members of your wonderful family. God, we pray that you'll continue to watch over us as a church and as individuals, as we are a light in this community. And we ask, God, for your continued watch over us. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Let's rise and sing a song of response. Sir. Oh, no, you're going that way. Okay. All right.